A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, August 31st, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kate Dube. Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about calls by two ZANU-PF members of Parliament, Stars Tebemati and Tokarepi Pupurai, for special Zimbabwean exemption permit holders who won't be able to get new permits to return home. The two met with Zimbabweans living in South Africa and told them that President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government will help them to set up various projects if they return to Zimbabwe. The call comes at a time when just over 8,000 special Zimbabwean exemption permit holders out of 178,000 have applied for new permits. Some employers of these special permit holders have indicated that they will terminate their contracts soon if they don't show any proof that they have met applications for new permits. Members of an anti-immigrant outfit, Operation Tutula, are also putting pressure on them, saying all illegal foreigners should leave the country. Operation Tutula is now blocking illegal foreigners from receiving medical help in Hillbrow and Pretoria. Namhla kuhlelo lwezizalo zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe sihlaziya okwenzakala kule South Africa ukulaba abajabuka eZimbabwe abalama special exemption permits asebesethuselwa ngabaqhathi amabhanga lamalunga enhlanganiso ye-Operation Tutula esibavimba ukuthi bengangeni ezibhedlela lezinye indawo. Kuyakhanya simple ukuthi kulabanye abangamaphepha aqondileyo, ngakho ke i-Operation Tutula ithi laba bantu akumelanga bangene kulezo ndawo. Amalunga ejala lephalamende abakubandla leZANU-PF, uMnumzana Tokarepi Pupurai, kuzobuya-ke lo nkosazana kumbe ngithi unkosikazi Stars Tebemati, bakusanda ukwethula umbiko kulabo abahlala ohlala kule South Africa abajabuka eZimbabwe ukuthi kumele babuyele ekhaya bayevula amabhizimusi. And then South African President Cyril Ramaphosa recently appealed for calm in the country, though acknowledging that foreigners are burdening the healthcare system. Tokarepi Pupurai, ZANU-PF Member of Parliament, says all struggling citizens currently living in South Africa should seriously consider going back home.
Vana veZimbabwe zvizvarwa zvedu zviri muno muSouth Africa zvinoziva kuti pagore kanokwana-kana ma-members of parliament eZimbabwe anouyawo kupan African parliament iyo inoitirwa muSouth Africa ndimo mune city yacho. Saka vazhinji vakanzwa kuti tiri kuno ivo vakatitsvaka vachidawo kutiudza madambudziko avo nokunzwisisa kuti hurumende inofungei pamusoro pemadambudziko avari kusangana nawo uye pane zvangaitwa here kuti vabatsirike kuti vauye kumusha. Saka savatungamiriri vavanhu takagara pasi tikati regai tinzwe kuti vana veZimbabwe vari kuchema nei uye vanoda chii kubva kuhurumende yavo, kana kuti isu samamembers of parliament tingasumudza here zvavanenge vatiudza kuinda nazvo kumusha kundoudza utungamiriri hwenyika kuti vana venyu vari kusouth africa nezviri kutaurwa zvemapemiti ari kuexpire navaya vakauyawo zvisiri pamutemo zvichemo zvavo ndezvizvi toita sei senyika kuti tivabatsire.
Saka imi zvii zvamakavimbisa vana veZimbabwe vamakasangana navo ivava?
Hurumende yedu iri kuita urongwa hwakasiyana-siyana hwakawanda hwokusumudzira ikonomi yedu, magariro yavanhu, kuvakwa kwemisha inogara vanhu mungava mumadhorobha kana kumisha kwatinobva. Saka takakurudzira vazhinji ava kuti kana vanhu vavati havachatidi kumusha kwavo, isu ngatitsvake nzira yokuti tiunganidze izvo zvishoma zvatakawana titakure zvose noruzivo rwatakawana kuno tiinde nazvo kumusha. Tonosvika toti kuhurumende, pandaa ndiri joni uku ndichishanda, izvi ndo zvandinogona, izvi ndo zvandingaitawo, pane maprograms arikuitwa nehurumende ini ningakwana apa ningakwana kana zvaonekwa uchikwana pamaprograms iwayo uwana kubatsiro iwo arikuuya ava vane pfungwawo dzavo savanhu pavanofunga kuti kana vauya kumusha vangabetserwa sei nokuti vazhinji vavo havana kubuda mumwenaka havana kana kubuda mubako vakabva mukumusha munhu ngaende kumusha kwake asi asvika kumusha kwake local leadership maMP ariko makansela ariko hurumende ine mapazi akasiyana siyana ari kubetsera kupundutsa vanhu veZimbabwe.
Tinoona kuti vana veZimbabwe vari muSouth Africa vakabva kumusha nezvikonzero zvakasiyana siyana vamwe vachitiza zvematongerwo enyika vamwe zveupfumi. Munoona here vachizozvipira kudzokera kumusha? Tichiona kuti matambudziko iwaya haasati agadziriswa.
Jonga maonero angu ndeyekuti vazhinji vari kuuya uye vanoda kuuya. Vazhinji vaneta nokubatwa zvakaipa kwavanoita nevamwe vagari muno muSouth Africa vanovarova vachivatukirira vachidini. Vazhinji vaakuona kuti kumusha kwakakosha kudarika kunyika isiriyo kwako. Saka ndiri kuona vazhinji vaine shuviro yokuuya zvikuru vaiti vanoda kuenda munzvimbo idzodzi vachinotsvaka atingati magreen pastures.
That was Zanu-PF lawmaker Tokarepi Pupurai speaking with the VOA Zimbabwe's Jonga Kandemiri. We also spoke to Ngabuto Mapena, chairperson of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa.
As we all know that the Zimbabwe exemption permits will expire on the 31st of December 2022. People are panicking. The Minister of Home Affairs last week said 6,000 Zimbabweans have submitted their applications or have communicated with this department. The reason being that the majority of the people do not qualify. What we have also observed is that some banks are beginning to write letters to the holders of that EP saying that if they don't renew or provide proof that they are going to renew their payments, they are going to freeze their bank accounts. And also some employers are saying if their workers do not submit proof of application either for a waiver or for a visa, they are going to lose their jobs by the 23rd of September 2022. All this should not be happening. It is wrong because the directive by the Minister of Home Affairs says the grace period ends on the 31st of December 2022. So everyone must be allowed to work until their permit expires. So we take it that one's contract expires on the 31st of December 2022. We are also engaging with the Department of Labor to work out how they are going to assist in the payment of benefits because we are told that one receives their benefits once their contract of employment has expired. So again, people are panicking on whether they are going to receive their benefits once these payments expire if they are not going to be able to move to other visas. And of course, the last thing is that parents are worried. We have school-going children on what is going to happen to their children next year. We have some who are beginning to make inquiries with the schools in Zimbabwe, but some are still stuck. They do not know what to do because some of their kids are doing final year at high school. Some are going for the final year next year. So if there's going to be change of school, it is going to affect their kids. So these are the challenges that people are faced with. Then the issue of ZANU-PF MPs who were attending the Pan-African Parliament to say they are ready to welcome Zimbabweans, that is nonsensical because they cannot take care of Zimbabweans that are already in Zimbabwe. They should start assisting Zimbabweans that are in Zimbabwe to an extent that these Zimbabweans will not migrate to South Africa. We still see large volumes of Zimbabweans in Zimbabwe coming to South Africa. That can only stop if Zimbabwean government can create conditions to keep those that are inside Zimbabwe to be economically active as opposed to say that they are ready to welcome holders of ZEP back home.
Ngabuto Mapena is the chairperson of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa. Sipongulube, a special permit holder, says the situation is now difficult for most of the people trying to get new permits, umnumzana Sipho Ngulube omunye wabala amaphepha awezimbabwe special permit uthi akuzwakali okhulunywa ngamalunga edala lephalamende akubandla lezanu-PF.
Indaba yamaphemithi njalo siyasibona isimo esikhathi esihambile siku-end of August, September, siyamqala 4 months, 3 months esele uhulumende asikwazi ukuthi kwenzakalani, kodwa siyabona i-statement from uhulumende last week iviki ephelileyo bekhona ophethe zangaphandle kwelakithi eZimbabwe bavakatshele lapho wakhipha i-statement sokuthi usesilindile ulinde abantu baredi njengohulumende for i-migration back home ukuthi abantu babuye ngobuningi babo. Asikwazi ukuthi baredi okunjani, baredi ngani, baredi ukuthi sebenunsile okonto ezabalekisa abantu ngoba abantu babalekise into ezithize ezigoqela nje ikakhulu ezepolitiki lomnotho, isimo somnotho, ukuswelakala kwemisebenzi nokukhululeka kwabantu kwezombusazwe. Asikwazi-ke ukuthi sebekulungisile lokho, kodwa thina sikakuboni phela. Abantu abanqandwa abatshele ukuthi kuyani, liyalungisa abantu bazihambile, liyalungisa abantu bazihambile. So ukuthi lihambe limemeza kumidiya ukuthi hhayi sokuredi limemeza ukuthi abantu ababuye, abantu abatshele, abantu abazange batshele ukuthi hhayi manje sokubi chaphani le-South Africa, manje sokubi chaphani le-Mozambique, chaphani le-Botswana, chaphani le-emazweni aphesheya. Abazange batshelwe muntu. Abantu bezwa ngesimo, bezwa ngezikhwama, bezwa ngendlala, basukuma bathwala bakuthwalayo. Asazi ukuthi uhulumende uthi sebe-redi okunganani. Siyabona imibuzo bayehlile kuyiphendula kulamalanga edlileyo. U-ambassador siyambona kumamidiya lapha bembuza, bayambuza ukuthi isimo sesi-right njengana sesithithi i-redi, selisithi lilungile ukuthi abantu babuye. Bayambuza ukuthi isimo sesi-right, kaphenduli, kukhuluma ngama-sanctions, kukhuluma ukuthi ezombusazwe zi-right, ama-human rights a-right, njalo bona basahlukunyezwa ama-sanctions, i-economy fees. Asiyazi indaba yama-sanctions, dala yamenyezwa indaba yama-sanctions, kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi umnotho wethu awubulawa ngama-sanctions isikhathi esiningi. Iqiniso bayalazi, iqiniso bayalazi, abakhulumi yikho abafuna uku-addressa khonokho. Nxa umbuza ngalokhu umuntu wakhona uyajikayela jikayela angabi le mpendulo eqondileyo. Kodwa-ke hhayi, kuzazenza, kuzazenza. UNkulunkulu emkhulu yona le 4 months eseleyo uzabalaza isixazululo. UNkulunkulu abalahle abantu.
Sipho Ngulube is the holder of a Zimbabwe special exemption permit. He lives and works in Johannesburg, South Africa. For those that have just joined us, we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA 27, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Joining us via Skype is Mr. Timothy Ngube, President of the Zimbabwe African National Congress, based in South Africa. Mr. Ngube, welcome to the program, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Gibbs. How are you, sir?
No, very fine. So tell us about what is going on in terms of these special exemption papers. We are told that most of the Zimbabweans are struggling to actually, get new permits. So, and then we've got some two ZANU-PF MPs. We're saying that those that are not going to make it must go back to Zimbabwe. The government is going to help them form some projects. What's your take on that?
Well, Mr. Kip, this thing for permits, it has to do with the South African government collectively. As I'm talking with you right now, I think they are busy engaging. And I also say to my fellow Zimbabweans, we can't rely on South Africa a lot. Let's all go home to Zimbabwe and register to vote for next year elections so that we can fix our own country by ourselves. That's all I can say for to you now.
So now, looking at what is going on, do you think that the government can actually help these people? Because in the first place, they left Zimbabwe because of problems back home.
The issue of permits, Mr. Gibb, it's a collective decision within the South African government, ANC government. You know, I don't know exactly when they will issue a proper statement concerning that. But well, we pray for the best, Mr. Kip. We pray for the best, you know. Because we have some other Zimbabweans who have a lot of money in their bank accounts. They depend on those permits, of which we really pray for the best so that they can unlock those permits for them.
Now, Operation Tutula is blocking some Zimbabweans and other foreigners from accessing medical facilities. What is your take on that?
Well, Operation Tutula, those people, I assume those are a gang of thugs, you know, who work on looting, taking advantage of poor foreigners, you know, in the name of Tutula. Because if you look the way they operate, they move from one shop to another, you know. They don't even ask if you yourself, your permit exists, or you've got a permit or you've got no permit. Just loot into your shop and they beat you up, and sometimes they pain you alive. You know what I'm saying? You know, this Tutula thing really, it's getting out of hand, of which we plead with the South African government to try and stop this thing before it gets worse. Because they might think that whoever created it, it will give him problems at the end of the day. They will end up being terrorists or rebels, serious rebels. Yeah, that's all I can say to you.
Yes, so stay on the line. We're going to come back to you, Mr. Ncube. So Mr. Ncube is the president of the Zimbabwe African National Congress. He is based in Johannesburg, South Africa. We'll get back to him. As of now, let's take a break here, a very brief break. Please stay tuned. Now on the line from Bulawayo, Zimbabwe, is Mr. Joseph Chuma, member of the ruling ZANU-PF Central Committee. Welcome to the show, sir.
Good evening. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, Baba Chuma, we are sizwa kuhle.
Yeah, kuhle kakhulu.
Yes, siyabonga. So we hear that there are two ZANU-PF MPs who actually aged Zimbabweans under the special exemption permits that will fail to, you know, get new documents to return home and engage in different projects. What is your take on that?
Sorry, there are two what?
There are two parliamentarians, Stars Tebe Mate and Tokarepi Pupurai, who are saying those Zimbabweans are going to fail to get exemption, new papers in South Africa, should go back home, and ZANU-PF is going to help them, you know, in terms of engaging in different projects. Is that feasible, Mr. Chuma?
If you look at the trajectory of the new dispensation, it has been working towards resuscitating the economy by really looking at the drivers of any economy. I mean, for any economy to have a boost and function properly, you actually need to have fundamentals that make that economy tick. And those, I always actually summarize them into three fundamentals: the availability of water, the availability of electricity, and the availability of transport, making a big road, rail, or air. once those three things are in charge, it is very easy for any person to come in and actually invest, and it becomes attractive even to any investor to actually come in and do business there. And now, if you look at the Second Republic, led by our president, this is exactly what he has been doing from day one since he came into office. He's been going around building dams. Look at the Guayshan, Nani Pongulao in particular, where it was a non-industrial destination or hub, but yet we did not have enough water and electricity. And look at the Guayshan, Nani Dam now, that was muted in 1912, which is now almost a reality, because as we speak, we are so confident and sure that come December, we will be opening the first step of water coming down from there, which will then guarantee availability of water and therefore guarantee industrial processes to actually kickstart. So it is always going to be good for any Zimbabwean to come back home and be able to be assisted and invest here and go out of Zimbabwe out of just your own goodwill or just your own choice, not by, you know, by force or by circumstances. So, yeah. It is our hope and the trajectory of this dispensation to make sure that every Zimbabwean is afforded an opportunity to be able to actually stay here and gainfully work here in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, but indication of that in terms of politics, some people are saying nothing has changed, Mr. Chuma. There's still that political violence and other things. So how are they going to start new projects if they still fear for their lives?
Well, I can tell you something. It has never been anyone's wish to hear this kind of political turmoil that we probably see happening. I wish as Africans in general, we come to a stage where we are able to conduct an election and accept whatever outcome comes in, be it negative on the part or positive on the part. The unfortunate thing that we see and we are seeing in Kenya right now unfolding as well, is that every time anybody who's challenging and loses and then claims all sorts of rigging and unfairness and evenness and all that, which then brings the instability that we don't want as a country and which the economy doesn't desire at all, because it cannot function when there's that kind of disharmony. I mean, look at where you are in America. We know for a fact that there are problems there in that election. But even the former President Trump, although disgruntled, allowed the system to carry on. He allowed President Joe Biden to carry on and carry out his mandate as the new president of America. Of which, if he'd been here in Africa, we'd be having all sorts of problems right now in America as well. So this is the kind of a thing that we need to embrace as Zimbabweans and as Africans, to say, even if it is negative, they actually catch us enough to say, it is all well, maybe we can't move on first and put it rather than be selfish and claim all sorts of things.
Thank you very much. That is Mr. Joseph Chuma, who is a member of the ruling ZANU-PF Party Central Committee. He's based in Zimbabwe. That is Bulawayo, Matabeleland region. Thanks very much, Siyabonga Kulu. I think we will try to get hold of Mr. Ricky Mkonza. He'll be joining us so that he can give us his take in Shona. So now let's go back to Mr. Timothy Ncube briefly and then bring in Mr. Ricky Mkonza. So umzule lapha ke ubaba ekhuluma uJoseph Chuma sithi hayi kulokugulu nguquke khona ezibabho ngakho ke abantu bangaphenduka ekhaya baba Ncube. Kuyenza bonoko?
Hayi, laphana Mr. Gibbs, akula nguquko senti lapha. Inkalakatha nje lapha, into ekhona kufuneka nje i-change of government, totally change of government. Sikwazi ukuthi abantu sonke sihambe kuyorejista lapha, kurejistela ukhetho. Next year, laba abangana transport bacontacte ama-offices ezenki, bakwazi ukuthi benamabhasi amahhala, bazohamba bayekhaya. Sewuvota, sivote ngobuningi. Uvotele iphathi ezofaka ushintsho lapha eZimbabwe. Yebo, Mr. Gibbs.
Ye, kodwa kuyenzekala yini khonokho njengoba ukhanya ngazani abanye abantu bavote?
No, this time kumele bavote, Mr. Gibbs. Because ma ucheka la e-South Africa, la sokunzima kakhulu la. Ukhuluma ngisho nje omunye undoda wambizwa kuthiwa ngu-Gayton McKenzie we-Patriotic Alliance, ethi umuntu waseZimbabwe manje esibhedlela kumele ukuthi bamlomule oxygen azokwazi ukuthi afe usindiswe umuntu wase South Africa. Uyabona nje ukuthi impilo la iseyinzima kakhulu. You understand? And ukuze eZimbabwe kube noshintsho, akuvotelwe iparty, ipolitical organization ezokwazi ukuthi iguqule impilo zabantu khona lapha eZimbabwe.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke. We are waiting for Professor Rethu Mkhonsa. He is expected to. So I'm told that the professor is not there as yet. Let's go back to Ubabu Chuma. Ubabu Chuma is Mr. Chuma. So Chuma left as well. So So siyabona abantu bokunapa pala silandelayo kunapa ku Facebook page yetu. If you are in the village, page yetu. If you are in Shona. But kuna ukukhuluma ke omunye wangkhona uthi igama lakhe uNjabulo uthi lokho elikhuluma ngakho sibona ngani kusebenza ukuthi sibuyele ekhaya. So akusoze kusebenze lokhu. Kuzobuya ke labanye abaphostela abafisa ukuthi bakuphostele khonapha sibona ukuthi bathini kuviwa ishona. So kulabanye laba bathi ha kuyahlupha khonoko ukuthi abantu babuyele ekhaya baze yenza khonoko kukhulunywa ngabantu bebandla leZANU-PF. So ngazani ke kuyahlupha khonoko ke ongani futhi ukukhuluma ngabantu bezana ukhona ke laye lapha othi ungu Nevis uthi hayi kungangcono ukuthi abantu babuyele ekhaya ngoba eGoli sokuzalelwe ingwe. So now Mr. Rethu Mkhonsa is actually joined us. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, Gibbs. Good evening to your listeners.
Good evening, sir. But Shona, can you tell us what's your take on what these MPs are saying when they're saying that Zimbabwe should go back home and ZANU-PF is going to assist them in forming projects, especially those that will fail to get new papers in South Africa? Go ahead and show us.
I tell you, Mkoma Gibbs, Zirukuta Ogaizo, in Virayaka, you know, asi ndinofunga kuti vanhu variku chekutanga pavakabva kuZimbabwe vakabva nekuda kwekusatonga zvakanaka kweZANU-PF. Saka kutaura kuti ZANU-PF inofanira kuvabatsira yobva yavaita kuti vatange upenyu pakare, handinyanyise kuona chiri chinhu hongu inogona kuzviita, asi chakafanira kutarisa ndechekuti kubva pekutanga ndo yakaita kutonga kwayo ndo kwakaita kuti vanhu vange vachitiza vachiuya kuSouth Africa.
Saka what are they going to do if let's say they don't get the new papers? You can continue and show on there. What should they do? Stay in South Africa or return home and try those projects?
Vanhu pavakamira pakaoma Mkoma Gibbs, vanhu vakamira ndo zviya zvinonzi pachishona mwana atsva dumbu mai vatsva musana. Ndo mamirira akaita zvinhu kuvanhu vari muno muZimbabwe vasina mapepa akanyatsoita zvakanaka vari kutarisirwa kunzi vanofanira kudzokera kuZimbabwe, nekuti kudzokera kwavanoita kuZimbabwe zvinovaomera kutanga upenyu. Vanhu vanga vachigara muSouth Africa kwenguva yakareba uye vanga vatotanga upenyu kuno nevana vavo ndokwakune ugaro ndokwavanga vachishanda. Kunodzokera kuZimbabwe tiri kuziva tese mamiriro akaita zvinhu kuZimbabwe panyaya dzezveupfumi, panyaya dzezvemabasa chaizvo, hakuna chiriko. Asi kugara kunowo zvakare tiri kuona Mkoma Gibbs kuti zvinhu zvacho zviri kuoma. Ndingade kukupai mwenzaniso. Ndine hama yangu yakawira munjodzi mazuva maviri matatu apfuura, akaita njodzi nemota yake achibva kuZimbabwe achienda kuJohannesburg. Akati aita njodzi kudaro ndobva
now we've got our time is up. Sorry, Professor Mkhonsa, we'll get you next time. You'll be the first guy to come on the show. We've come to the end of the show today. We wish to thank our guests and listeners. Let's meet again next time. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., saying good night.